Nadell, as they offer you scintillating profiles and unusual interviews with members of the UBC art world. Tune in for Programs, People, and Personalities in Arts.
Join us for the launch of Art Talking Women on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 at Vivo Media Arts Center. Vivo and Cinevolution bring you a series of intimate interviews based on the artistic process and thoughts on community plus technology. Art Talking Women showcases Canadian female artists to the world. The 13-episode series airs every Friday at noon on Vimeo, iTunes, Vivo's website, as well as Cinevolution's website.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been wrapped up a f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't swear, I'm f***ed.
The following program may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
What's up? You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am your host today, as I am every Friday from 1 to 2. And here on Femme Concept, we are gonna hear some really awesome, hot, summer-y FemCon jams. For those of you who don't know, FemCon is a category that we use here at CITR to define a piece of music that has self-identified women involved in its creation. So that's what we play, 100%. It's really important to us. And yeah, I hope that we play some stuff that maybe you haven't heard of, or maybe that you have heard of and you get really excited about it. We open the show with the track Cherry Colored Funk by the band Cocteau Twins. That is a little throwback that came out on their album Heaven or Las Vegas, which was released back in September of 1990, 2 years before I was even born. So that song is 25 years old almost. Crazy. Really, really great track. Shouts out to CITR music director Andy Resto for turning me on to the Cocteau Twins. Really fantastic band. Holy crap. Yeah, really. That whole album is very good. It was one of their most popular, and just can't get enough of that song. I would listen to it for this whole show if I could, but I'm not allowed to do that. And I think you would get bored. So yeah. There is so much stuff happening this weekend. It's going to be a really good one. I'm very excited to play some music that's going to happen this weekend and chat about everything that's coming up. You know, it hasn't been as hot this summer as it was last summer, but the show must go on. You know, people are still going out. People are still getting into it. I suppose the fact that the weather is usually pretty crappy for the rest of the year, maybe that makes people from Vancouver just a little bit more willing to put up with summer weather that's not pristine. Also, it's honestly probably a good thing that it's not like 40 degrees every day, because it's really not supposed to be that temperature in this part of the world. Okay, I'm done talking about the weather now. Next up, we are going to hear a track from the Montreal band Brave Radar. They just put out their first vinyl release. It's called Lion Head. It's their second album that they've made. Their first one was called Message Center, and that came out 2 years ago. Both records are on Fixture Records, which is a really fantastic label based out of Montreal. This album is so great. It's everything that I wanted from them based on their last album. Pretty mellow, but a step up. Definitely a progression from their last one. There's a little bit more oomph in the tracks. I can't wait to get it on vinyl and give it a spin. So let's listen to a song so that you don't have to just take my word for it. you can appreciate it yourself. This is Moves in Time by Brave Radar. That was the song Wrestle Anthem by C.E. Schneider Topical. And you are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am the host of Femme Concept for this summer and previously, of course. But my co-host is currently out of town. Before we heard from C.E. Schneider Topical, which was great track, I must say. That was off of an album called Anti-Free that came out back in May of this year. And they are, they're based in Brooklyn, and they put out this album on OSR Tapes. Lots of the album is like 17 tracks long, so lots of really good stuff in there. Kind of some of it a little bit more like electronic, gets a little bit more like digital sounds beeping and things like that. That's the technical term. And then some of it kind of rides more heavily on the vocals, which is really nice. Before we heard that, we heard a track called Slick and Clean by a band called Wilt, and that was off of their Welt EP, which came out in June. They are based out of Philadelphia, I believe. Really, really nice stuff. soft, kind of like really vulnerable singing, but I like it. I like it a lot. And at the top of the set, we heard a track from Brave Radar called Moves in Time off of their new album, Lionhead, that just came out this June on Fixture Records, one of the greatest labels in the country, in my personal opinion. They also recorded that album at the Bottle Garden, which is where the band's Free Love Fenner record. I think Adrian Teacher and the Subs did some recording there recently for their newest album, and Tops have recorded there. Really, just everything that comes out of there sounds so good, and they use a lot of analog equipment, so I think that's why, maybe. I don't know. They put a lot of care and time into what they do, obviously. Cool. Well, as I mentioned before, and as we usually talk about on the show, because it's Friday, there's always so much about to happen. Even though it's summer, there's stuff happening every day of the week, really, right now. It's a little bit overwhelming, can get overwhelming. It's good to take a night or two to yourself every once in a while. But don't stay home this weekend, okay? I know that maybe you're tired, or maybe you worked really hard this week, but there's just too much good stuff happening. The only mistake that you could make about what to do is to not go to anything. Does that make sense? Are we on the same page? Okay, good. So, tomorrow night, I'll work backwards a little bit. It's kind of weird, but you know what, whatever. Tomorrow night, very exciting. There's three really great shows happening. One of them is at the Astoria. It is the release show for the band Heaven for Real, who are currently on Mint Records. And yeah, their new album, Kill Your Memory, came out today. And they're playing at the Astoria. They're like in the middle of a tour right now. So they'll be playing with Slam Dunk, who we love, and Whitney Kay, who we also love, and Other Jesus, who we extra love. They haven't played a show. Other Jesus have not played a show in a really long time, and I'm super, super excited to see them play again. Always really good band to catch live. And so that's one show. That's the album release happening at the Astoria. And like a block away at Redgate, you could go see Milk and Gal Grayson and Swim Team and D. Tiffany. That's who else. And Aaron Reed. Wow. Holy crap. Yeah, all those people playing. And that's the Milk and Gal Grayson tour kickoff happening at Redgate. You could even get a ticket to both the Redgate and the Astoria show and go back and forth. I've done it before. It's very doable. And it makes for a lot of fun, you know? So support all these bands. Go check them out. On Saturday night, there's also another tour kickoff for the local band Dumb. They're playing with Woolworm and Wish Kicker and Mental Health, and that is happening at Pat's Pub, which coincidentally is also on the same street as Redgate and the Astoria. So maybe you're like, two venues, that's not even that many. I could do three. Then you know what, hit up Pat's Pub too, do all three, and then come find me and tell me, and then I'll be really impressed with you. Sweet. So that's all happening tomorrow. And as it happens, Heaven for Real, whose album release show it is, are playing a live set on CITR tonight from 6 to 7, so you can tune in and catch them live on air. It's going to be really good. I'm going to be helping host that one, and we'll do a little interview with the band after they play, so definitely tune in. I've got some really good Would You Rather questions prepared for them that are relating to heaven and angels, two of my favorite topics at the moment. So that's Saturday and a little bit of tonight. And then the other stuff happening tonight is that there's a really great house show happening at Thor's Palace. It's got Quaker Parents, which have members of Heaven for Real, Late Spring, really great band, a band called Ramona from Washington, and Kiso Island, a local band who are also fantastic. So that's at Thor's. That's kind of an early one. It's only $5. And a few blocks away at the Astoria, there is the final show for the band Peace, and local Vancouver band Swim Team are opening for them. So that's their second show this weekend. Wow. You know, just so many things. What a time to be alive, right? Just like, can't complain. All right. So after talking about all of those things, I'm going to play you some of the music that I've been talking about to try to convince you that you should go see these bands, and also just because I want to listen to it because it's so good. So we're going to start off with a track from Other Jesus, who are playing at the Astoria tomorrow night. This is called Bracist, and it's off of their album Everything is Problematic.
Keep on hating it, if it helps you fall asleep. Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th. It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Heaven for Real are making the trek from Halifax to Vancouver just in time to release their new LP,
Kill Your Memory.
Out July 15 on Mint Records. To celebrate, we're throwing a party for them and their friends. Featuring Heaven for Real,
Slam Dunk,
Whitney Kay, Another Jesus. This Saturday, July 16 at the Astoria. Doors at 9:30, cover is $8, high fives are free.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
All right. I'm back. You're still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories out at UBC. It is Friday. Thank God. TGIF, TJI Fem Concept. Am I right? Yeah. Yeah. My name's Eleanor. I'm the host of this show. And on this show, we play 100% Fem Con because the world needs to open up. The world needs to give more attention to people that are not men making art and music. And FemCon is a category of music that involves women and people who identify as female. So, yeah, that's what we do. That's what I've been playing, and that's what I will continue to play. We just heard a track by the band Post Pink. They are from Baltimore, and that was a track called Hit. Shit, the S is in brackets, so interpret it as you may. That is from a cassette they just put out called I Believe You, okay? And that came out really recently, back in May. Really, really fantastic. All the other songs on there, you can check them out on Bandcamp. And before we heard from Post Pink, we heard a track from the band Ramona. They are from Washington, and that was called Let's Talk About Feelings off of their Hot Ramen demos. And they are playing tonight at Thor's Palace, along with Quaker Parents, Kiso Island, Late Spring. It's going to be a great show. It's just a couple blocks away from the show at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is where Swim Team and Peace are playing. So much to do tonight, you know, so much going on. Don't stay home. Go check it out. Please do that. And at the top of the set, it was Other Jesus with their song Bracist off of their album Everything is Problematic. They are playing tomorrow night at the Astoria for the Heaven for Real release show. So exciting. Yeah, so we got about 20 minutes of the show left, and I got a few more tracks to hit you with, so we'll just keep going along here. Next up, a song from the Montreal band The Submissives. This is off of their album Betty Told Me that just came out in December of 2015. Well, not just, like 6 months ago. It's not that long ago. They are currently featured up on Weird Canada, a music blog that is dedicated to showcasing and highlighting awesome music that comes out of any of the provinces or territories of this country. But yeah, so Submissives. Album is called Betty Told Me. This track is called Oh Boy.
Oh,
That was the track Bike Riding by the band Brunch Club off of their demos on Bandcamp. That came out in June. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. And we are almost at the end of the show here today, but don't go anywhere. We've got Radio Zero up next, followed by Nardwar at 3:30. Not sure about 5, maybe some news, maybe some Democracy Now. Who knows? We'll see. And then at 6 o'clock, we have a live set from the Angels That Are Heaven For Real. Fresh from the island, from their cross-country tour, all the way from Halifax. Holy crap. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got a couple more tracks before I let you run away. The first one is by a band called Heno Heno, and it is called No One Cares.
as I am watching Arpa Dwyer drinking 1.5 liters of alcoholic cider. Turn on private browsing and look at bestscore.com. Wonder why the people in Iraq are acting wrong. This sort of stuff is entertaining to me. I don't know why, but I'm sure you can see. A lot of people look at news for stuff like this, never fulfilling a special void left in your hope's abyss. Lights are off, dinner's gone, no one cares, something's wrong. Lights are off, dinner's gone, no one cares, something's wrong. Lights are off, dinner's gone, no one cares, something's wrong. Lights are off, dinner's gone, no one cares, something's wrong.
All right. That was the track No One Cares by Heno Heno. I know I said that I was going to play that one first, but then the internet was struggling, so we had some technical difficulties. That was No One Cares, and before that, you heard the track Narrow Draw by the band Moon from Halifax. And yeah, we're at the end. We're almost at the end, actually. There's like 2 minutes left. I forgot to say the other stuff that I played. I said that I played Bike Riding by Brunch Club, a band from Edmonton. But before that, it was a track by the band Old and Weird, one of my favorite Canadian bands. They are based in Halifax. Yes, Halifax. And that was a track called Welcome to My Home, Suzanne Vega. And it was off of an album they put out in June called Oh, It's You. Through the door, coolness of one, square shape of another's. Gosh, really like that band. And at the top of the set, it was The Submissives with Old Oh Boy. Like I said before, stay tuned in. Radio Zero's up next, bringing you some groovy tracks to keep your afternoon going. I will be back next week with more excellent FemCon songs for you. So, you know, get excited. Get excited now. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, no matter what you do, except for just don't stay home, okay? Okay, cool. I'm going to end with a track by Dee Tiffany, who is playing at Red Gate tomorrow night with Milk, Gal Grayson, Aaron Reed, and Swim Team. This is called Trank Moon. Have a good one.